Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Why has my guest had so many attacks on his life? I mean, he's been threatened twice with a gun at his head and supernaturally rescued from a pack of hungry lions. Yeah, for real. He believes it's because he's discovered the keys to decoding the Antichrist. Next on It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Now, I don't know if any of you have been surrounded with hungry lions, but Mark, I have to ask you, how in the world did you were in the dark in Africa, you were walking to your transportation, and how did you know the lions were there? It's all dark.
Oh, it was pitch black. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and there were these huge bushes scattered around the parking lot of our safari Jeep. Everyone else was eating at these picnic tables with no lightings other than flaming torches. And I wanted to see the stars. And as I'm headed toward the bush, a voice inside of me says, "Don't go behind the bush." And I thought, oh, that's crazy. So I kept walking further, and the voice was stronger. "Don't go behind the bush." So I stopped, and just then the driver and the leader of our group said, "Hey, it's time to get back in the Jeep." So I take a few steps, get back in the Jeep. We turn the headlights on, and there are six female lions just 20 feet away walking behind the bushes.
It pays to listen to God.
Yes, it does.
But you know what? Some people hear God's voice and they dismiss it. Mark, I notice you don't emphasize, as many Christians do, the rapture. Why?
Well, for me, I feel like, just like when a house is on fire, you have people running out, but you have firemen running in. And for me, I think this is the Super Bowl of human history. And for me, I don't want to leave until my mission is accomplished. I mean, I could die tomorrow, so what difference does it make? And I don't think there's any points for getting it right or being wrong. So I would far rather be wrong and ready than right and unprepared.
So tell me about why you are so passionate about the Antichrist, the end times, that whole scenario. Why?
Well, as you know, for about the last 2,000 years, everyone's been trying to figure out who the Antichrist is. And many have, you know, made these preposterous claims, and they've all been wrong. So for me, I thought the most important thing that God revealed to me was how to really decode the Antichrist in the end times, and it's through profiling. We need to profile, instead of trying to figure out who the Antichrist is, look at his behavior. Look at what, how he's going to react, how he's going to try to control, how he's going to try to manipulate people, what his modus operandi is, what his agenda is. Then we won't be deceived.
But you're so passionate about it. Why are you so passionate now?
Well, as a matter of fact, God had kind of revealed to me something that it will be a shock to most Christians and most of the church. And this was back in the 70s. I've been saved for about 45 years. And back in the 70s, I began to realize that King Solomon is a type of Antichrist, not Christ. And I had been mulling on that for 40 years. I've been trying to write a book, and it just wouldn't come together until finally it's come together. And Christians need to hear that it will be so easy to be deceived if they're looking for some King Solomon that's wise to solve the problems in the Middle East.
One of the things you do I like, because very few Christians understand this. Three of the great religions in the world, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, all believe in a Messiah and all believe in an anti-Messiah. Tell me briefly what the basic views of the Antichrist are for those three great religions.
Well, sure. This is what is so fascinating. In Islam, they have an Antichrist figure called the Dajjal. And they believe their Antichrist is the Jewish Messiah.
Huh.
And then in Judaism, they have in some sects of Judaism, they have an Antichrist called Armillus, who they believe is the Christian Messiah. And then in Christianity, many in their theology believe their Antichrist is the Islamic Messiah. And so everyone's Messiah is the other one's anti-Messiah.
So, Rabbi, how does it help us knowing these end-time perspectives?
Wow, that is so important, especially when you realize for Judaism, they're going to have, as you said, a suffering servant Messiah, a conquering king Messiah. They have an Antichrist. They have two witnesses, like a Moses and Elijah. There's like five people. And then in Islam, they have their Mahdi Messiah. They have an Antichrist. They have Jesus. Two Jesus appears, a fake Jesus and a real Jesus. And you know the fake Jesus because he loves the Jewish people, is what they say. And that they have a beast that rides them to the earth. And then Christianity has two witnesses, you know, and they have the Messiah who comes. And there's like 15 people running around. How are we going to know who's who?
Sounds a bit so meshuggah to me. He knows. That's a little crazy.
And the way it helps us is by knowing their end time views, we won't be deceived or confused.
And out of curiosity, and I imagine a lot of you have questioned these things. Why do Jewish people reject Jesus as the Messiah?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the reason that most Jews reject Yeshua, Jesus, as their Messiah is because of all the scriptures he didn't fulfill that, in their view, the Messiah would. For example, they see the Messiah as gathering all of the children of Israel, rebuilding the temple, okay, and restoring all the fortunes to Israel. Jerusalem ends up becoming the capital of the world, and here the nations don't even want it to be the capital of Israel.
So, you know what? I've studied this myself, and what I find is there's two sets of predictions. One, a suffering servant Messiah, and one that'll usher in an age of peace, a king Messiah. But how could the king ever have peace unless there's something done within the humans to change our hearts? Jeremiah says the heart is the most deceitful of all things. Now, everyone asks, who is the Antichrist? But for the first time in history, maybe we should be asking, what is the Antichrist? Could he be a created being using artificial intelligence? Next, don't go away.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Rabbi, you are even exploring the use of artificial intelligence as part of the Antichrist system. Explain.
Sure. I think we need to realize there's not just a main Antichrist, but there's a whole Antichrist system that will be developed to control and manipulate humans. And we even see right now in China, they have a social credit score where, like in America, you have to have good financial credit to borrow money. Well, there, they monitor all your social behavior, and you can literally be blocked out of having a passport. Over 11 million people in China have already been denied airline tickets, train tickets, because they're all being monitored with hundreds of millions of AI cameras with facial recognition. And there's even a candidate in New York running for president who wants to implement that here. And then we have these breaches where, you know, many people want to see if they're Jewish, right? And so they do this DNA testing.
Right.
Well, I have just found out recently that the government is working with the DNA testing site, and they're giving them access to all the DNA so that when they want to find a suspect, to narrow down who their relatives are.
You talk about, I want to concentrate on specific behavior rather than specific names for Antichrist.
Sure.
Explain that.
Sure. I think the main modus operandi of the Antichrist is going to be what I call legalized lawlessness. And what I mean by that, it's a pattern. It's a historical pattern. In Haman, with the book of Esther, they felt like, okay, let's just make it a law to commit genocide and kill all the Jews. That makes it okay. Well, what do we have today but legalized abortion, legalized drugs, legalized... They feel like if they just legalize it, that will make it okay. And so that's where the deception's going to come in.
An example of a type of the Antichrist is the opposite of what most Christians would pick. Rabbi Mark says Solomon is a type of the Antichrist. How did you come up with that conclusion?
You know, in Revelation, it talks about the numbers, the number of a man, okay? And it says, here is wisdom, and then it brings out 666. Do you know the only place in the Bible where wisdom is connected to 666 is King Solomon? It says that's how much gold came into him every year was 666 talents of gold.
I never thought about that.
And everything that God commanded the king to do, Solomon did not do. God told the kings, and this is 500 years before Solomon. They'd already gone through Saul and David. And it said that the king was not to multiply wives. What did he do? The king was not to marry strange wives. The king was not to multiply silver and gold. The king was not to multiply horses. Did you know Solomon was an arms merchant? What would happen today if Netanyahu was selling nuclear material to Iran? That's what Solomon was doing. The modern day tank was the horse and the chariot. He would go down to Egypt, it says, buy the horse and the chariot, and then he would sell it to the Hittites. He would be selling it to the enemy. Solomon, most people don't realize, was the first person to do child sacrifice. He's the one who initiated child sacrifice by building the idols to Molech, okay, Milcom, and Chemosh, and his wives that he had children with offered those children to Molech.
You know, most of us think of Solomon as just a wise king. But his ending wasn't too wise.
No, it wasn't at all. And when most people think of wisdom, the one thing they think of is he offers to cut the baby in half.
Right.
Well, we know Israel is God's son. And in the last days, this wise Solomon is going to try to cut the nation of Israel in half, cut the baby in half
again. That's very interesting. Very briefly, tell me about why you see patterns in the Bible repeating as opposed to, well, it's already happened, so we can forget that prophecy, especially in the feasts.
Yeah, well, the thing is this. When it comes to the feasts, we need to understand that they were called convocations. Now, in Hebrew, the word's mikra, but it implies a dress rehearsal. In other words, every year they would do the rehearsal of killing the Passover lamb on Passover. And they would do it at the time of the evening sacrifice. This is why Yeshua died on Passover at the time of the evening sacrifice. He was buried on unleavened bread. He rose on the Feast of First Fruits. The Spirit of God was poured out on Shavuot or Pentecost. Peter said, well, it's the third hour of the day. These guys can't be drunk. Well, that's the time of the morning sacrifice. And so we see the pattern in Ecclesiastes 1:9. God said, there's nothing new under the sun. That which has happened is that what will happen again. And so we need to look at the patterns.
Yeah, you know, there's a view called preterism that's kind of sweeping Christianity. The book of Revelation is already done. But give me that verse again from Ecclesiastes and you listen to this.
Yeah, Ecclesiastes 1:9. It says, that which has happened is that which will happen again. There is nothing new under the sun.
So much for preterism. Look, Rabbi Mark says the Antichrist will not be Muslim and will not be Jewish. When we come back, Mark gives us an unmistakable tip to decoding the Antichrist. Be right back.
Call now and get Mark Bilt's powerful brand new book, Decoding the Antichrist and the End Times, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Antichrist, New Revelations. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9598. Through Mark Bilt's brand new book, you will understand what the Bible reveals concerning the end times as seen through the eyes of the biblical feasts of the Lord. Understand new revelation from the scriptures concerning the Antichrist, his tactics, and his motivation. Find out the conflicting perspectives of eschatology held by Jews, Muslims, and Christians, and how many unbelievers will accept the Antichrist as their Messiah. Discover if and how the Antichrist will work through modern technology, including artificial intelligence. Understand how to avoid deception and be ready for the glorious coming of Messiah Jesus. Learn how replacement theology, preterism, and partial preterism has caused a spiritual blindness and lethargy to infiltrate the church concerning the events about to take place on God's prophetic calendar. Mark Bilt's three-part audio CD prophetic teaching series, Antichrist, New Revelations, includes the shocking warning that artificial intelligence can be used by the Antichrist to deceive even the very elect. Artificial intelligence programs can mimic the writing styles and habits of millions of people. Artificial intelligence could be a billion times smarter than humans. There are warnings concerning artificial intelligence programs and the companies that own them, eventually leading to global control. Whoever controls the 5G networks will control large parts of the world. China uses AI to track and control their people today. Understand how close we are to a possible artificial intelligence antichrist. Don't miss out on getting Mark Bilt's powerful brand new book, Decoding the Antichrist and the End Times, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Antichrist, New Revelations. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9598. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9598 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Yeah, you know, Rabbi Mark, many Christians believe the Antichrist could be Muslim or Jewish. But you believe there's a good likelihood he'll be a backslidden Christian. Why?
Yes, it's because I believe what the Word of God says.
Well, that's a good reason.
In the first epistle of John, he is saying, we know we are in the last times, okay? And there have been many antichrists. So we need to realize there's been many antichrists. There's an antichrist system. Mm-hmm. And then he says, this is how we know we are in the last times. And he says, and these antichrists have come out from among us, from among the believers.
That is very specific. Tell me how, in your opinion, the church got off track on the end times.
Well, I think a lot of it goes back to the fact that God says here, he declared the end from the beginning. And so if we don't start right, our end is going to be all out of whack. And when people start with Revelation and they try to develop everything without seeing all the connections to the Tanakh or the Old Testament, they're going to get out of whack. And the early believers wanted nothing to do with the Jewish people because of anti-Semitism. And so immediately, it's almost like the church replanted itself in Rome rather than staying in Jerusalem. It's
they cut off their foundation.
They cut off the roots, totally, from the roots.
You even said that there was a point where the Apostle John was kicked out of the church.
I said so in the scripture. So many people don't see it, but I can show you in 3 John.
Did you know that?
Did you know the Apostle John? It says in your Bible, the Apostle John was kicked out of the church. All the Jews were kicked out of the church.
Rabbi,
and it says every Gentile who would not allow the Jews in was also kicked out of the church. It's in every Bible and people don't see it. It's in 3 John.
The Greek mindset shifted from the Hebrew mindset and caused a lot of damage. As a matter of fact, if you don't have it right on the Jew and Israel, you'll eventually go off on a lot of areas. There's something called replacement theology. What is it and why is it wrong? And that came from the Greek mindset as opposed to the I could say Jewish mindset, but I won't. I'll say as opposed to the biblical mindset.
Oh, exactly. I love it. And see, the problem is the Greek mindset, they see end times as, or prophecy as a checklist. Check, happen, check it off.
Yeah.
The Hebrew mindset is, it happened, okay, it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again. It's, everything is cyclical. But what happened is, because they cut themselves off from the Jewish roots, the Jews were the ones who knew Torah. All the Greeks knew was Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. So all of their moral foundation, if it's not founded in the Torah, it developed through Greek philosophy.
You had two dreams that tell you, are you going to be alive when Jesus returns?
I had two dreams where I literally experienced the resurrection, not where I died, but I was alive when the rapture, whatever you want to call it, happens, and I went right through the ceiling. Twice I've experienced I was alive to experience the resurrection of the dead.
I can relate to that, and I'm going to tell you why. Several years ago, I had a visitation from God, and this is what He said. Three times, they talk about two witnesses. This is three witnesses. I'm coming back soon. I'm coming back soon. I'm coming back soon.
Sid, this is the most exciting time to be alive in history. When we think about, we could have been born in any generation, any time in history, but just like Esther, we need to realize we've been created for such a time as this. This is an unbelievable time. We get to see the coming of the Messiah.
The question I have for you is not whether you've been raised in a synagogue or church or mosque your whole life. The question I have for you is, I know you want to have your own experience with God. It's good that I've had it. It's good that Rabbi Mark has had it. But what about you? I want you to say this prayer. It's kind of your first step. Repeat it after me. If you want to experience God for yourself, repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes. For which I'm so sorry. I believe, the blood of Jesus, washes away all of my mistakes,
all of my sins,
and I'm clean.
I'm clean
because of your blood. And now that I'm clean, I ask Jesus that you be my Lord. And come and live inside of me. And take over my life. I want to know you. I want my own experience with you. Amen. So be it! Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hi, I'm Jenny Weaver, and I was once bound by drugs, perversion, and witchcraft until Jesus came and set me free. Join me on It's Supernatural as I share how God has given me the sound of deliverance and breakthrough for you.